in markets. That's why you see the Federal Reserve just throwing trillions and trillions of rands into the U.S. stock market. We also need some form of, right now, after this rate cut in South Africa, what we're looking at, the stimulus package that the Minister of Finance was talking about, and to see how this economy is going to be sort of gelled to be able to mitigate the current economic circumstances that are currently taking place.
Yeah, now another thing I want to mention that the Reserve Bank governor had mentioned, and this is some pretty awful news, is that already our fragile economy is set for a very bumpy ride, revising the growth forecast from 1.2% to minus 0.2% is what we're expecting moving forward. This is not good news at all. I mean, in terms of what's going to happen, because businesses are not operating to their full potential. We thought Eskom was a problem. This is clearly 10 times worse than what we've ever experienced.
Yes, this is if not worse than what we experienced with the subprime mortgage crisis. That's 2008 when we had the huge economic meltdown in the world. But South Africa was well geared for that one. He did mention that we're revising our growth, which is something I spoke about on our last. I think on the 4th of March roundabout when we spoke that constantly revising growth is sort of a bad look towards agencies like Moody's when they rate our sovereign rating. But right now Moody's is the last problem on our minds. I mean, for instance, Moody's, if you look at it in a context of normal life, Moody's right now is that aunt that gives you a life lecture when all you need is money for taxi to go to work.
Oh, yes, or yes.
Or hungover.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm absolutely with you there.
Yeah, so basically that's...
Yesterday, I got the opportunity to chat to a friend of mine who's a manager out at a Woolworths store. And I asked, I said, look, you know, the pandemonium, the panic shopping that happened on Monday. And apparently she told me, well, she did confirm. She says that the panic shopping had actually started on Sunday when our president had announced that he was going to give a speech that evening. And a lot of people had jumped the gun already and were already panic shopping. And Monday just saw the overflow of it. So I said to her, in terms of, you know, meeting your target requirements for the store, she says to me, we met a week's requirements in one day. That's what that shopping did to a major Woolworths store in a suburban shopping mall.
Exactly. I mean, the panic shopping is also just wiping our shelves. It's making it difficult for people to sort of, you know, kind of